We're talking about different words that we use at the moment, and we just found that the most common way we bring language back into our lives these days is to name our children after certain names. So we got through a few of the sister girls before who had some Aboriginal words for the naming of their children. I just thought I'd chuck in my niece. She's Kalina Pepini. Even though she was born up on Waka Waka country, she took Yorta Yorta language, and I believe Kalina Pepini, I think it's something to do with like a pepperina tree on the river. So that's that my sister chose to use Aboriginal language from Victoria for her children's name. Anyone else with Indigenous names for their kids?
My eldest daughter, her name's Alara, and that means daylight. My second baby is Joala, a haunt of a lyrebird. And my third baby is Junie. And there's a town in New South Wales called Junie. And culturally, it was the meeting place for the tribes.
Wow. So, really lovely to hear that that was the meeting place back then for your mob.
About 35 years ago when Koorie College first started up, Uncle Bruce, they had a folder with Aboriginal words and names, and we started to bring it back then. And a lot of us women, we started naming our babies, and that's how we started off with language.
How old are your children?
My oldest is 33.
Yeah, right.
And then 30, and then 25.
Well, I'm 45, and I know it's very, very rare for anyone my age that you'll find around with, you know, Indigenous words for their names.
I've just found out another beautiful baby's name from one of the sisters in here, and Jaren, which means blue sky.
Talara and Sahara, I think Sahara means the Sahara Desert, yeah?
Yep.
And Talara, I think that means, or flower.
Do you know much of your language from up where you're from?
A little bit here and there from my auntie Kura. She works at Port Phillip. She's an Indigenous worker there, Kura Mai. Yeah, and she got her brother Jaka Wanjara after Jaka Jaka prison.
I always grew up going Kura Koopa. Then I started to call her by a proper full name.
Yeah, Kura Mai.
And that's proper way. Funny how we, you know, when other people from other countries come here, they change their name from a very traditional name to Jack, and you go Kornya, poor things. But we do it to our own mob. We kind of don't celebrate that language, but we are now called sister by a proper name.
Because, yeah, a lot of my uncles and aunties have all got nicknames and stuff and sort of, yeah, don't really know their rightful names or their Christian names or their white name.
Wamba, same thing, mean you're a little bit mad in the head.
A bit mad in the head, yep.
For Alice Springs, they say Kapata Ruta. Kapata mean your head and Ruta mean mad. So everyone got a word for mad.
What's a word for money? I know from where we're from, it's Bungu.
Oh, Bunda. There's Bunda too.
Where we come from, Yarinda, and you know, for woman, men, it's Witlana Worta Nanga. And Gwani is like Naraga, and you know, Gwani.
Even Yarra. Yeah. We've got a unit here in the DPFC called Yarra, and that's the first unit that you go to when you come through. Actually, a little bit Yarra when you're coming through that unit. So it suits it well, but yeah.
In terms of language, I mean, we're in the Dame Phyllis Frost Centre, and I understand she's like a non-Indigenous woman, but is the prison in here named after more non-Indigenous people? Like you mentioned Yarra, I think that's probably like the river, yeah?
Yeah,
but what other names? Are they just predominantly white or mainly white? Any of our language reflected in here?
I don't think so.
Goulburn?
Most of us named after rivers, yeah?
Okay, yep.
Hunter, Murray, Yarra.
The Murrumbidgee in there, or Darling, or
No, darling.
Oh, darling.
Unfortunately, there's no darling. With the Goulburn, we've got the Swans, then we've got the Margarets, then we've got the Hunters, then we've got Marmac. Marmac is a step-down unit, yeah, for girls when they come in, they're not right. I'm not going to, like, put them down and that, where they step-down unit, you know, for when they come in, they're not right, so they go
and
to Marmac.
What does it mean, Annie Lynn?
Winjagana?
Women's camp, where they're going to run programs and things like that, and there's about 12 rooms there that the women will move into.
Actually, Winya is another language word. I know it's Yorta Yorta, it means women. In our language, Winya.
Winya.
And can you just clarify for me, being a Queenslander, I'll ask you Victorians, we've got Dean Ma down near Gundijma.
Gundijma,
and then you got Birrarung Ma. Does Ma mean park or bush or what?
I think Birrarung Ma, like Birrarung means Yarra. Is my understanding.
I think
and
river
Ma
of mist.
Is mist. Yeah, exactly. So it's that kind of river of mist. And so there might be a connection. I mean, it's the same word. It's spelled M-A-A-R, I think.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Yarra means waterfall here, right? But yeah, I think there might be a connection with Dean Ma because that's that Gundij island, that really significant site out that way, eh?
Yeah, and as we know, clans share some common words, you know.
Birugara Danny the Otways, and we're Birugaba from up Queensland too.
Yep.
Yeah, right. I often think similar word.
That's called song lines, eh?
Yeah, well, I mean, and the word jinna, do people know what that means?
No.
Jinna. I know it without the A, but not the
jinna. Well, I mean, that's the thing, like, but no, like jinna actually apparently means foot, and that's one of the most common language words across all of our nations. Like, I mean, talking about song lines, but just talking about how, I guess, we share culture, language and connection.
Sorry, Kerry Lee and I are giggling here. You know, sometimes some words are so terribly close to other words in your own language, and then obviously we can't say our word on the radio for what it means.
Shellfish, where I come from, is pippy.
Hey, and that's got a certain word in, yeah, like, and pippy means something else in my language.
So. Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, Morula means pippy.
You twist on the beach, don't you, and you find pippies from, yeah.
Like. If you like to twist on the beach.
I'm the only one's kicking it. Look, they all sit back and all mile, up. Mate.
And that's another word, so you say mile.
Mile. Don't be mile. Be proud, mate. Don't like be ashamed. Be game. Don't sit there with your head down. Just all up and just have confidence in yourself. Okay, ladies.
And there we go. Contemporary language. Deadly.
Deadly. Got to be black and proud, mate.
And you know that the blacks of the UK, the Irish, they use the word deadly too, like we do. Mm. They use it the same way we do. Yeah.
We move it mob style too, deadly.